It's exactly what our Lord said to the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 when he was being battered by the thorn in the flesh, a demon from Satan who was tearing up the Corinthian church. And he said, I asked the Lord three times it might depart from me. And he said, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. You know, that nobody is too weak to be useful to God, but many people are too strong. And so God is in the business of breaking. God is in the business of stripping us down. He's in the business of pruning. He's in the business of taking away everything we have so we see Him clearly. He works that way with Job, right? He works that way with Peter. He works that way with Paul, and He works that way with us. And He's saying, power is perfected in weakness. So Paul says, okay, I'll boast in my weakness. I'm content with weakness, insults, distresses, persecution, difficulty for Christ's sake, for when I'm weak, then I'm strong. When I come to the end of myself, when I come to the last gasp of my own resources, I have nowhere to turn, and I'm in utter dependence, and God comes through, as He always does for His own beloved children, then and there is my faith taken to a new level. Satan went to Jesus and said, I want Peter. I want to shake him to the foundation. I want to sift him like wheat. I want to rattle him like he's never been rattled. And Jesus said to Peter, Peter, I'm going to let him do it. I'm going to let him do it. Because when it's over and you turn around out of this experience, you will be able to strengthen others. When you've been there through that profound depth, and you've seen in the crucible of suffering the power and the goodness of God, you come out with tested faith. When your faith is tested, it comes out refined. It comes out strong. And that's part of the confession that Paul makes in Romans 8. When he says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? He's talking about assurance. I have assurance that nothing is ever going to separate me from the love of Christ. That's assurance. That's confidence. And he says this, tribulation won't, distress won't, persecution won't, famine won't, nakedness won't, peril won't, sword won't. How do you know? Because I've had all those. That's a little summary of his life. He went through terrible tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword. Been there, seen the hand of God.